Soft Landing Scenario Assumptions by Genevieve Signoret and Delia Paredes. This is a slightly edited excerpt from our full quarterly outlook. Outlook 2023 to 2025, it all hinges on rates. A link to which you can find at the top of the blog entry. Now, previously in this series of blog posts, we've told you that high long-term rates are hurting asset valuations, equity and real estate valuations, and that they're so high because Fed officials and the public fear that inflation, and therefore rates, may persist high or go even higher. And we've showed you data and told you a story to persuade you that there is a sound basis for those worries, so much so that later in this series, we're going to narrate for you a risk scenario called Roller Coaster, in which those worries are borne out. But, you know, Roller Coaster is not our base case. To build our base case, we assume that rates peak soon and then trend down. This rate reduction prevents things from breaking. In other words, the economy experiences a soft landing. Now, in both cases, in Mexico, the friendshoring narrative that we think has been supporting the Mexican peso fades some. On electoral uncertainty, weakening rule of law, rising violence, concerns over Pemex, unreliable energy supplies, and the knowledge that 2025 is going to bring a fiscal adjustment. Let us now go over our soft landing assumptions. We really just assume one thing, which is that rates come down. Okay, but that assumption is in fact like a list of assumptions. And they all boil down to one thing, which is that the factors idiosyncratic to the post-pandemic era that have been keeping rates high start to fade. Let us now look at those one by one. Let's start with the lagged effects of fiscal stimulus. We assume that the lagged effects of COVID-era fiscal stimulus fade. During and shortly after the worst of the pandemic, recall, the U.S. government passed huge fiscal stimulus packages. And in our story in which we were explaining today's high long-term rates, we mentioned three channels through which the lagged effects of the COVID-era stimulus are pushing up on rates. The first channel: because not all stimulus money has been spent yet, nominal aggregate incomes remain inflated. Second, the stimulus packages have forced the Treasury to issue more and more debt. And third, the stimulus has boosted worker bargaining power. In soft landing, we are assuming that two of those lagged effects will continue to fade: inflated nominal aggregate incomes and strengthened worker bargaining power. Second assumption: post-pandemic labor hoarding fades. We've laid out our belief to you that the pandemic-era shutdown caused labor shortages so severe that today firms still tend to hoard labor. Now we are starting to see layoffs in professional services and job openings are in decline. So in soft landing, we assume that employers are soon going to start to feel comfortable letting go of their excess workers. Third, people start moving. You know, Americans have been holding out onto their homes, we've pointed out, and in doing so, they hold on to their rock-bottom mortgage rates. But, well, we know this can't last forever. So in soft landing, we're assuming that pretty soon existing home sales are going to start to pick up. This weakens the demand for construction workers, eases up on consumer service demand, and then lowers inflation rates. And this progress in slowing down core inflation soothes Fed officials and it soothes the public, and that allows long-term rates to come down. Next assumption, people get used to being free to move about. Because earlier we shared our belief that one factor that was been explaining strong consumer demand for services such as, you know, like Taylor Swift concerts, traveling, eating out, and so forth, is that so much of that service demand got pent up during the shutdown. But we all know that someday folks are going to just become used to being free to move about and no longer consume these services with such frenzy. So we assume in our base case that the boost to service consumption that has come from this post-COVID reopening will fade. And then we have Bidenomics and high debt issuance. This is not an assumption about something fading. This is about something continuing. The Treasury has to pay its bills. So its strong issuance of debt securities must go on. In other words, the Treasury has to pay for the huge fiscal stimulus that occurred during the COVID era and ongoing deficits on top. Also, the stimulus packages that are aimed at greening the economy that we call Bidenomics, they'll continue to push up on demand. So rates will fall, we assume, but not all the way to the floor. Furthermore, they still haven't peaked. We still think they're going to go up to 5% or beyond before turning down into a sustained decline.